Okay, so this next blog post blueprint is a structure that you can use if you're talking about if you're talking about a topic, or if you're talking about an industry where you are making a particular stance. And this is gonna be your basic essay, right? So we've talked about how to create a list post, we've talked about how to create a how-to post, and those are more oriented towards getting the reader a certain outcome. They're oriented towards getting the reader a certain benefit or alleviation of their problem through your blog post. But in this type of essay format, what you're really trying to do is, maybe you're not necessarily giving someone the exact steps of what to do, but you're taking a subject that might be of interest to them, you are taking a stance on it, and you are explaining how it goes. So you could take this into all different sorts of iterations, and this is another blog post style that works really well on Medium. And basically, you're talking about whatever niche you're in, you're making a statement. So for example, maybe you're in personal finance and investing, and maybe that's something you're interested in, and you're gonna make a statement about the industry. So maybe the statement that you're trying to make, the central thesis of your post, might be that, you know, either Bitcoin is dead, or maybe your stance is that Bitcoin is the best investment ever, right? So that would kind of be the framework of what that post would be about. And then you would go about creating an essay that's going to detail or explain what you're writing about. So, you know, that example with Bitcoin might be a really good one. I recently saw a post that said something along the lines of, Chris Hemsworth is everything that's wrong with the personal fitness industry. And basically, this article talked about how Chris Hemsworth was using himself as a model for these certain supplements, these certain tools. And then they talked about how some of the things that he was doing were not things that the public could replicate. They talked about how he could potentially be photoshopping his videos. They talked about some of the ways that he was using his influence, right? So they were making a statement based on that central thesis, and then you'd go through and you'd support it with different elements. You can make an essay about something like the meaning of life, right? So you might not be telling people how to get that, but you would be telling them, you know, here are your statements, here's your research, here's your philosophy behind what you think the meaning of life is, right? So you can go across various different applications, and I will go through and try to find some examples, some links of articles that fit this archetype. And, you know, those are three different things that you can use as examples for what that might be. But you would start with your central thesis, right? So I'm teaching you how to blog a little bit in that blogging vein, as opposed to being very academic. But you can think of this as something that you might have been accustomed to doing when you were in high school or where you were in college, right? So you'd be learning about a subject, and the teacher would assign you to write an essay on that and give your interpretation of that. So what you're going to do is similar to that, but what you're not going to do is go overly academic, be way too stuffy in your writing. You're going to use that punchy kind of blogging style that I've been teaching you throughout the program. And you're still going to use a lot of these tricks and rhetorical devices to be successful, from the headline, from keeping a simple structure to your posts, which is what I'm going to walk through today. So, as you know, as I've explained many times, the process for you creating the article is going to be the same. So maybe you have your thesis and you're going to have your premise for the article, but then when you're coming up with ideas for how to frame that headline, you will write down 10 different ideas for what the headline for that article might be. Right, so we'll go back to the Bitcoin example. You could have a headline that says, you know, why Bitcoin is going to be the best investment for the next decade. Or the headline could be, Bitcoin is dead, here is where the real investments are. Or you could say something like, Bitcoin isn't a great investment because of its impact on the climate. Right, so there's a lot of different angles you could take with that central thesis that you're going to put into that headline. So you want to write down 10 headline ideas and figure out which one is going to be the best. Okay. And then you're going to do what I've talked about in previous lessons in terms of how to structure your post. You're going to create that mind map, and you're going to brain dump all your different ideas for what that post could be. And then you're going to form that into an outline. And for the essay, you want to keep things really simple. You don't have to have an introduction, conclusion in three paragraphs per se, but you probably want to keep it to three really solid supporting ideas for your main idea. So if you're going to talk about why Bitcoin is dead and that's your central thesis, you want to have three separate distinct reasons for why Bitcoin is dead. So reason one might be Bitcoin has no fundamental aspects to it that could make it a currency. That could be reason number one. Reason number two could be the speculative activity of Bitcoin shows signs of leading to a crash. Point number three might be Bitcoin is used primarily as a black market purchasing tool, right? Not that I necessarily agree with any of these reasons, but this is how you would formulate an essay like that. You got to have three main supporting reasons. And then each of your sections, each of your reasons has to have some reasons underneath that, right? So if you're talking about Bitcoin being a speculative investment, let's say that's one of the examples. Maybe your first supporting argument for that would compare kind of the trading activity versus a normal stock. Maybe that might be one reason. Maybe your second reason is that you would talk about the demographics behind some of the people who are investing, demographics that would make them more speculators as opposed to investors. And then point number three, I can't think of something off the top of my head, but you get the point, right? So you would have your three main points, and then you would have your three supporting points for each of your main points in the article. Some other things that are really pertinent for you to make sure that you add, if you're going to make a statement type of essay where you have a central thesis, is you're going to want to look for, you know, either facts to support this, you're going to look for data to support this, maybe there are some studies you can cite. If it's a more philosophical kind of statement, you could look at some of the great thinkers in that niche, and then you could quote them, or you could steal, borrow, and remix some of their ideas. But when you have a thesis that you're trying to support, you're going to want to have some sort of backup to support that. There could even be cases where your thesis is primarily something that comes from your mind and your own opinions. Well, in that case, you're going to have to support them with, you know, very strong reasoning. Maybe you share life experiences. Maybe you share, instead of data, you're going to share specific anecdotes that illustrate your point. You're going to have examples, scenarios, different frameworks that you can sprinkle in there. So you're going to have your three main sections. You're going to have support for each of those. And then you're going to pepper in different data or stories or anecdotes to support your arguments. Now, what is going to make a statement essay work really well? What are some of those things that could potentially add to that viral impact? Well, one thing that you can do, you know, the bigger and kind of bolder your statement is, the better, right? So take something like Bitcoin is dead. That is a very bold statement. That is a very highly charged topic. You're going to do better if you have a topic that is polarizing. You don't necessarily want to have a topic that every single person is going to agree on. Some of the best pieces that I've ever written are topics that are controversial and that I know are going to divide people. And actually, that combination of negative and positive attention can really generate some virality to your article and get some engagement, right? So when I see a post like that, I bring up the Bitcoin example just because I've seen people take both sides of that topic. And then when you go and look in the comments, what you'll see is like strings of different people going in and arguing for their side. So if they're on two different camps, there's going to be a tendency to spark that debate. And that's really good for you, because when you're on Medium, the more engagement, the more comments you get, the more claps that are on those comments, the more retorts and replies there are to those comments, you're signaling to the algorithm that this is a really interesting topic, right? So some of the examples of statement essays that I've written, I'll find links to them. One of them I wrote was called the American Nightmare. And that was basically the thesis of that one was that living a middle-class lifestyle and following the prescriptions of society for the normal way to live would lead to, you know, financial ruin, spiritual ruin, and lead you away from the life you wanted to live, right? So I went through and I talked about different subjects for things that supported my thesis of the American Nightmare. I talked about the fact that the narratives from society can lead you into a lot of pitfalls like debt, underwhelming employment, things like that. I talked about the reasoning behind the messaging coming from society, things like wanting to keep a top-down, centralized structure to society to keep the individuals from breaking up. The fact that, or the idea that teaching the populace learned helplessness is a good way to get them to comply, right? So I had all these different sections and I had my thesis and I supported it both with a little bit of data. You know, I would include things in there along the lines of statistics like, you know, 38% of people can't afford a $1,000 emergency. Maybe I would link to a study about college debt. Then I sprinkled some personal narratives in there. I talked about how the middle class, you know, dream turned into the middle class nightmare for people I knew, for my parents, for people I see in society, right? So I had a lot of different elements to support what I was saying. And that was an article that resonated with people both positively and negatively on an emotional level. So that's the basics of what you want to do in an essay like that. I will, again, provide a document that gives you some basic things to look for, some ways to research a post like this and teach you how to put it together, as well as examples to other articles. So this is another framework you can play with, making a statement, the statement essay, where you take a topic, you pick a side, you break out your arguments, you have supporting arguments for each argument, and then you sprinkle in whatever reliable data sources, anecdotes, and stories that you can use to support it.